I'd like to share a thought from Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. We'll start at the first verse. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite, he was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Now I want to drop on down. Verse 8 said, "And conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, 'The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall.'" I was thinking about, I guess I'm impressed with this account, this story, because we know that Jerusalem was destroyed, and Nehemiah and Ezra, a lot of them were called to come and rebuild. And I believe in one place it said that Nehemiah went out at night on his mule, and there was hardly no place to walk with his mule. There was so much rubbish and desolation there. And I think about the discouragement that they felt. And here Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed. There is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." And on top of that, they had the enemy coming against them also. But they continued to build. They continued to do the little things that they knew to do. And pretty soon the things started changing. I testified, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to... Last few weeks, I've been busy fixing other cabinet jobs, not mine, been going back and fixing other cabinet jobs. And I went on to one, I think it was Friday of Monarch. And anyway, it was very discouraging. I started thinking that this is not my problem. The crown was crooked. They told me I need to put up, they ordered two more cabinets that weren't part of the original install, but the original install, the cabinet wasn't even hung straight on the wall. So I had to remove a whole line of cabinets and just basically start from scratch. And you know, there's something about redoing is a little bit tougher than starting it out fresh. Going back and redoing, going back and undoing a lot of things that were already done. Anyway, I stayed there. I'm thankful that I did. But at the time, I felt like, this is not my mess. Just get out of here and go to Monarch. I don't know what they would have thought about that. But anyway, I started on that one line, the main thing that I was supposed to do. And there was a lot of other unfinished things that had to be done. But I started and I got that, worked on that, and I got that done. The main thing, what I was sent there for. They didn't tell me everything before I went, everything I was supposed to do. And, I just started feeling a little bit better. And then the place over there by the fridge where it was all messed up and looked terrible. The crown and the trim and I took it all apart. All apart, piece by piece, and started leveling, started redone, and re-putting it all back together. Well, then I felt pretty good too. I got that looking better. Then I went and put crown in the living room and finished the base they had never finished and finished some other stuff that wasn't ever done. And, started looking better and better after a while. I want to encourage us that way because sometimes we're tempted just to think there's nothing to that. Just, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. I'm tired of that. It's not my problem. But if we just little by little, and I feel like they felt that way, Nehemiah, with all the rubbish and things that are around, they probably felt like it was overwhelming what they were trying to do. The rubbish was in the way. Here they were trying to build, and all this stuff was just a... You been there? Everything was... They had an enemy coming against them, and all the things were contrary to what they were wanting to do. But it said they had a mind to work. And they made their prayer to God. And they just kept at it. They kept working at it. And pretty soon things began to change. He mentioned here, so they're going to make an end in a day? They're going to finish this in a day? No. It's going to take a lot of days. But they had a mind to work. They had a mind to trust God. They had a mind to see it to the end, finish it. And they did. And I thought about this verse, reviving the stones out of the heaps of rubbish. You know, there are things that, among all the destruction, among all the heap, there are things in there that are good for us in our spiritual lives. You know, that our natural man just has a tendency maybe to be repelled. But if we accept those places that God calls us to, and we have a mind to work and a mind to trust God, and we stay with it, there are things in there that we can use that looks like just total waste. There were stones in there that they were going to revive, that they were going to bring out of the rubbish and put it in their wall. You know, a wall back in there, it don't mean a whole lot to us nowadays. Well, it does. We have houses that have walls. If your house didn't have any walls, what would it be? You'd be exposed to all the rain, all the wind, all the sun. Our walls and roof, they protect us. It's a place of safety. That's what their city walls were back then. It was a place of security, a place of safety, a place of protection for them from the enemy that put a buffer zone there. And when they began to build and work, it began to fill those gaps where the enemy had made inroads before. And that's why they were so upset and mad. They didn't want those gaps to be filled in. They didn't want those holes to be patched because they wanted to be able to come back in whenever they wanted to and do their business, cause trouble and steal and all those kinds of things. They didn't want the wall to be rebuilt, and that's why they had such opposition to them. But the encouraging thing is that they kept at it. I think about there's another scripture I wanted to get, Isaiah 51. Isaiah, the 51st chapter. In the first verse, it says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." You know, that's what the Lord can do. Now I want us to look at these places a little bit. It says the waste place. That's a place that you just look at it and think, there's nothing good. That's a waste place. No use to spending any time there. No use to spending any effort there. It's wasteland. You know, they have turned wastelands, swampy areas, learned how to irrigate the water away from those places, and they've turned them into fertile valleys. Beautiful places. You know, God can help us in our lives to do that when we are in our wilderness places and desert places, you might say, that we look at it and we think, there is nothing good here. There is no good that can come out of this. There is nothing. This is just completely waste. But He said here, He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Eden, that was pretty presumptuous. That was a place flowing with milk and honey and fruit. The Garden of Eden. I'm sure it was a beautiful place for Adam and Eve. He can make our wilderness that way. If we'll have a mind to work, and if we'll trust in God, and keep building, keep doing the little things that we know are right, that God wants us to do, pretty soon things begin to change. And it don't look quite as discouraging, and just pretty soon places start coming together. Things start changing and things start happening through effort and through the blessing of God. And God is able to do that for us in our hearts and our lives. I think about some places, some weak areas we may have. It may look like a waste place and it looks like a desert area. Good for nothing. God can make them good. He can turn the desert. He can change the desert into something like the garden of the Lord. I think about the things too that come against us in life. Paul in one place, he said the things that have happened to us, I believe it was referring to his imprisonment, said have rather happened to the furtherance of the gospel. The thing that looked like it was a negative, the thing that looked like was his undoing or destruction or hindering, it ended up being salvation. It ended up being a blessing. It ended up being a help. Lord, help us today to have not be like me and tempted to just walk off and leave the job and said, I'm not messing with this anymore. Let's not do that. Even though we're tempted and we feel like this is it, let's stay in there and find the good. Let's work. Let's trust in God. Oh, I think about, excuse me, Sister Lynn, for using you all, but the houses they buy, you know, they look pretty dumpy. They're trashed out. People have damaged, kicked holes in the walls. A lot of people just drive by. But they go in there and they start cleaning up. Start cleaning out the rubbish and the trash. Start putting some paint on the wall. Start patching and fixing things. And they turn it around. You know, God is able to do that with us in our lives, with the trials and things that we face that come. The things that have happened to me have happened rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Looked like it was my destruction. Looked like it, I was not going to make it on this. But it turned out to be my salvation and my help and my strength. The Lord can do that for us. I think about Samson when he met that lion. Looked like it could have been the end of him. But what happened when he came by weeks and later, when he fought the battle through? He got some honey out of that. He got some sweet, sweet things out of that. It looked like nothing would be there. But there was sweetness he found. It's that way I found many times when we, so many times we just see things through our earthly, temporal vision. And we say, this isn't it. This isn't it. This is the desert. This is the wilderness. I'm wasting my time. God wants to change some deserts. He wants to change some wilderness places. If we're willing to put some elbow grease into it. If we're able to work in conjunction with God. Nehemiah, they could have said that too. When they got there and there wasn't hardly a place, he could have said, it's too much for me. I'm out of here. But they began to build. And it looked like they weren't doing nothing. You know, have you ever, I'm sure Sister Lynn, some of the places I've, there's so much stuff, you work and work, and it looks like you didn't hardly make a dent. And at the end of the day, you think, what did I do? What did I do all day? Well, I did this, and I did that, and I did that. But it's so massive and big that it makes you think, I didn't do anything. But you did. Some of the unseen little things, or some of the most important things that need to be done, that they don't make a big visual impact, but they're necessary and they need to be done. Oh Lord, help us today when we come up. And I thought about also when they came to the land of Canaan, all those giants that there. But Joshua and Caleb said, "They're bread for us." The giants, the walled cities, the hard places, the difficulties, the place that our fleshes recoil from and pull back from, that's our bread. That's our spiritual bread. That's how we grow in grace. That's how we conquer and become stronger. We don't get stronger just by smooth sailing all the time. But we grow stronger when we travail and we persevere and we keep on. When we don't feel like keeping on. You know, sometimes, you know, we talked about Jeremiah this morning. He came to the place, I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm not going to speak in the name of the Lord anymore. It doesn't help. It doesn't change. It doesn't profit. I'm going to quit. That's what he felt like. But I'm thankful that he didn't quit. He stayed with it. God help us today to stay in there. To continue to work. To continue to trust in God. I also think about the valley of dry bones. And how it looks so dismal. It looks so desolation, and that's what Israel was saying, that God said. He gave them that vision of dry bones, and they were very dry. They were saying, our hope has perished. In other words, this is desert. There's nothing here. We'll be surprised what's there with God in it. When we begin to work in conjunction with God, continue to trust Him, God is able to change those places. He's able to help us in those areas if we keep on trusting Him. You know, you take trees. We planted a bunch of trees. I know they're growing. But I drive by them every day, and they don't look like they're changing much. But they are. Every day, little by little, here a little, there a little. You know, sometimes it looks that way in our spiritual lives. Sometimes we fight against battles and places in our lives. It seems like I ought to have this by now. Seems like I ought to got a hold of this by now and changed in this area. Sometimes spiritual growth is slow. We want it to be fast, and we want it to be quick, and we want it to be instantaneous. You know, C.W. Naylor, in his heart book, he brings out that lesson about the rose that's in bloom, and you go and you try to pull back the things and begin to try to open the petals of the rose. What happens? You destroy it. But if you're patient and you trust God and you look to Him, pretty soon that thing begins to open it up. And it's beautiful when it does. You know, our trials can be the same thing, same way. The physical, our eyesight, we don't see any good. We don't see any benefit. But if we will trust God, and we'll continue to keep on working in conjunction with Him, little by little, things will begin to happen and change. I'm encouraged in the Lord this morning that God is able to work. You know, salvation is not something that we do all ourselves, but it's the blessing of God. I feel like the Scriptures give us a responsibility. We have our part. When we do our part, you know, God is faithful to do His. God gives the rain. He gives the sunshine. Paul, in one place, he said, I planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. The grace of God will help us and will bless us in our lives. And He can turn. There's another place that says, He will turn what seems to harm me into everlasting joy. Those things that come against us that seem that's going to take us out, you might say. And then it becomes the making of my spiritual life. It becomes the strength of my life and my relationship with God. Because I didn't quit. I stayed with the Lord and allowed Him to work me through this thing. And God is faithful. God will help us. Let's be encouraged this morning.